Do you know what today is?
May 26th is Paper Airplane Day.
It is National Paper Airplane Day today.
Can you make a paper airplane?
I can.
Get that piece of paper.
You fold it into an airplane.
I'm making a paper airplane. All done.
Paper airplane contestants, you are clear for takeoff.
Paper airplanes are just a cool way of littering.
Hey, littering.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
I see the moon rising. I see trouble on the way.
Oh, ain't that the truth? That wasn't a bad moon last night. That was a wicked moon. Actually, it was this morning at 4 o'clock. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks so much for being here today. Wow, it's gorgeous outside, and we have got great news. It's all coming back. It's coming back. 991fmtalk.com. I'll get to the great comeback here in just a moment. First off, though, I want you to know, I want you to participate in our poll question today, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, which actually has to be changed right now because it's not complete, but I'll have my producers fix that. Now, when you participate in the poll question, you can't cheat. Okay, this is a test for tomorrow that we're going to talk about. Just look at the question without even thinking about it. Just answer it. Should be right on the tip of your brain. Do you know who Cash Gernon is? It's that simple. Answer yes or no. Don't look it up. Don't ask somebody else. Don't Google it. Don't Google anything. DuckDuckGo. Do you know who Cash Gernon is? Cash isn't in the question, so that's got to be changed, but we'll get to that. This is a really important question because it speaks a lot about today's society and manipulation by the media. Two separate things there. So yesterday's poll question, what? How did that happen? Is wokeism emasculating our military and threatening America's survival? 100% of those participating in the poll said yes. Wow. Double wow. 100% of those participating, is wokeism emasculating our military and threatening America's survival, said yes. Very impressive. All right. So what has me so on top of the world and wow, wow, wow? Well, we already knew that the rodeo was coming back. So we're going to see that in June. Then we had the, Lake Tahoe. No 4th of July fireworks. Lake Tahoe's very liberal anyway, so what do you expect? But Star Spangled Sparks is back, baby. That's right. Fireworks will be back at Victorian Square, hosted by The Nugget, July 4th in Sparks. And we thank the Nugget. That's going to be an awesome, awesome show. I hope they have Lantis fireworks because they always do such an amazing job. So, what else? All kinds of special events are coming back. And that is just, that just makes me feel not normal. It's not getting back to normal because everybody's still talking about vaccine passports and all that BS. But it's getting back to having some fun. And speaking of having fun, how about some beautiful cars? Yes, beautiful cars. In downtown Carson City, July 10th, get this on your calendar, especially if you're a car person, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., but if you want to participate, now is your time to get in there. Now, you need to pre-register your car before July 6th because they have a bunch of stuff that they need to order and all that good stuff. It's just so nice. So nice. It's the Downtown Revival Car Show. And pretty much any special event that goes on is going to be a revival for our community. And I think that is just awesome. Speaking of awesome stuff, awesome guy. We are going to have a guest join us at 11:30 by the name of James Taylor. No, not the singer. He is the president of the Heartland Institute. And he is going to be a special speaker as we continue bringing in all of these incredible guests. He is going to be a special speaker at the Republican Women of Reno special event. I'll give you more details on that in just a little bit. Speaking of special guests coming to town, for all of you who have kind of released mainstream media on their way and listen to podcasts, listen to alternative forms of news, there is a podcaster by the name of Scott McKay. Some people might know him as the Patriot Street Fighter. A lot of people just absolutely love him. And that's good because he's coming to town. He's going to be here on June 19th. You can get your tickets to the private location where he's going to be speaking at eventbrite.com. You can either search Scott McKay or Patriot Street Fighter, and I'll have the link on my webpage a little bit later on. Other things going on. Thursday, tomorrow, we literally have to stand outside of the legislature and scream at them. Bring signs, bring whatever you need. There is a Stand for Freedom rally and a Hands Off My Healthcare rally. It's on the steps of the Nevada Legislative Building. It's a rally to pretty much point out the dangers of Senate Bill 420. Nevada public option. They're even going to have a little mixer afterwards, which is really nice. You can contact the Assembly Ways and Means Committee now if you would like. That would be helpful. Because the Democrat health care plan, by the way, just for you taxpayers out there, $249,817 of your money. But Monica, we need health care. We need affordable health care. This covers health insurance and Medicaid for illegal aliens. For people who have already, their first act of coming into this country is breaking the law. I don't care what you're running from. We've seen the numbers at the border. People are coming from Romania. They're coming from Nicaragua. Why is it America? Because we have an open door policy. Because we have open borders and we take care of you. We take care of you with professional licenses, with driver's licenses, with health care, Medicaid. To hell with all those people who waited in line and took tests and, you know, swore their allegiance to this country, learned about this country. No. Yeah, to heck with them. What were they thinking? 62% of illegals already access the state's welfare programs. Can we afford to pay for health insurance and health care for illegals as well? Can you pay for your health insurance? Your health care? Well, guess what? Head to Mexico, become a citizen, and then just run across the Rio Grande. And we'll take care of you. Contact the Democrats. Oh, look at that. Democrats on the Ways and Means Committee. Teresa Benitez Thompson. Once again. Jason Frierson. Once again. Let me count this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Democrats on the Ways and Means Committee. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Republicans. Yeah, this is just wrong. So head on out and stand for freedom. Hands off my health care rally tomorrow. May 27th, 1 to 3. Another rally going on. This one for your guns. Yes, for your Second Amendment right. On Friday, May 28th, Gun Rights for All. Protests against gun control. Bills AB 286 and SB 452. It's 5 to 8 p.m. Try to make it a little bit more convenient for people. You're off of work, hopefully, by then. Or you can get off of work and head down. All happening, again, at the state capitol, right there on the steps of the legislature. Take your flags, and from what I can understand, they're actually asking and encouraging you to open carry. This is what you have to do. I know it's tough. Rallies on Saturdays in the middle of the afternoon. rallies on Thursday, Friday, every day it seems like, because we have to make our voice heard to the legislators. Well, to the Democrats. School board meetings you need to go to. City council meetings you need to go to, which, by the way, starting June 1st, starting up in person once again, Reno and Sparks. I don't want to ever see another Zoom meeting as long as I live. Which actually, I think I have three this week. But this is what you have to do. You have to get in front of these people now and speak your mind. We'll be back. It's the Monica Jay Show. Speaking my mind. And hopefully hearing your thoughts as well. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Cast of Friends opening up like never before. We've got the first full trailer of their highly anticipated reunion.
Do you think it's possible for two friends to fool around?
Let me show you my underwear.
We're going to see each other naked.
I love it.
You go, girlfriend.
I'm very bendy.
We're having so much fun together.
You know, women appreciate honesty. We also appreciate a gentle spanking once in a while.
Ah! Oh, my God. Ah! Oh, my God.
This is the first time in my life I'm doing something that I'm actually good at.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Oh, my God.
Friends, the reunion premieres Thursday.
Oh my God!
What did that thing do?
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000 watt megaphone. 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And let me tell you, I'm going to keep pushing today's poll question, because this is an experiment for tomorrow, and I don't even want you to really rack your brain. I just, from off the top of your head, don't search it, don't cheat, don't do anything before you answer the question. You can do it after you answer the question, but not before. Do you know who Cash Gernon is? Yes or no? Do you know who Cash Gernon is? Just off the top of your head. So far, 91% say no. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. You can answer that question at both 991fmtalk.com and 923fmtalk.com. Two separate websites for two separate stations, separate shows. Except for me. I like that. All right. I do want to warn you about something. Another story. Multiple fatalities reported in San Jose, California shooting. Of course, we saw the reports of all the Chicago shootings. Boy, big shocker there. But it seems like every other day we've had a story come out about a shooting. These are not law-abiding citizens. Yet law-abiding citizens are having their gun rights removed. The drive-by shooting that was at the birthday party in New Jersey, gang-related. Didn't really come out and push that all that much after the story came out, did they? No. Gang-related. These are criminals committing crimes. Yet, your elected representatives are doing everything that they can to remove or restrict your gun rights. Your ability to protect yourself. You got to wonder why. But I want to warn you now. Just keep a clear head and always know your surroundings. because we keep hearing the term long, hot summer. Long, hot summer. Is that because we have no water? Or is that because we're going to see more violence? We're going to see more gun violence committed by criminals. We're going to see more riots committed by criminals and domestic terrorists, Black Lives Matter members and Antifa, and just anarchists out there. Burning, looting, walking into stores and walking out with whatever they want. Yeah. It's going to be a long, hot, crazy, violent summer. And I just want you to be ready for it. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this Fox News update with James Taylor. Again, not the singer. Is climate change real? Are we really in a climate crisis? What the heck's going on? Are the Democrats just playing us? Yeah. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question, please do not cheat. Just off of the top of your head, do you know who Cash Gernon is? Yes or no? It's that simple. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Like I said, do not look that up before you answer the question. Just answer it. Do you know who Cash Gernon is? Is wokeism emasculating our military and threatening America's survival? Well, Senator Ted Cruz thinks so. And so do a lot of people here in Northern Nevada. 100% who participated in the poll said, yes. Yes, it is. A couple of things just off of the top of my head here. LeBron James. Could so do without him. LeBron James saying, get the jab, be a leader. Well, if you have to get the quaxine to be a leader because somebody else tells you to, then you're not a leader. Just thought I would throw that out there for you. Also, just so you know, the first person in Britain, the world's first person to get the COVID-19 vaccine has had a stroke and died 5 months after the non-vaccine, the Frankenshot, and he had a stroke. Now, the media is going to sum that up to, well, he was 81. What do you expect? I don't know. I don't know what I expected. Somebody at 81? Seems plausible. Okay. Strokes happen. It's all the other deaths that I'm concerned about that have been registered through VAERS. The deaths, the miscarriages, the swollen tongues that you can't even go out in public. I'm talking, 10 times the size of your tongue. Can't eat, can't drink. And all the other side effects. VAERS. Look it up. It's the vaccine reporting system of adverse effects. What's concerning is I have heard multiple medical professionals come out and say that the VAERS reporting system is great to have, but It actually only reports about 1%. 1%. That's pretty troubling because those are huge numbers that they're already putting out. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with you this morning, see what's going on, 884-9910. First off, we have Ken. Hi, Ken. Thanks for calling into the program.
Good morning, Monica. So I just wanted to talk, let everybody know that I had a meeting out in Silver Knowles and regarding a gun range, and it was very successful in my mind. We had 63 participants, and 77% believe that the county should be providing gun ranges for them in the congested areas, or in them. Some of them, I should leave out the congested areas, but unfortunately, only 25% of them believe it should be in their backyard. But I believe that, and I've heard from, talked to a number of individuals that feel that the number is even higher when it comes to have it in my backyard. That is a significant number, and I was extremely pleased and surprised that so many people showed up. I continuously pushed everybody to please participate in community meetings and go to the county commissioners meetings this afternoon. And I don't know if it's on Zoom or in person. The health department's going to have a meeting. Yesterday I was at the county commissioners meeting. There was some really good stuff. And I was at the school meeting, in a sense, protesting both the trustees and the CARES Act. I think it's called.
The SHARE program?
Having the SHARE, yeah. But anyway, I'm putting together a package on recalling the trustees, with the exception of Jeff Church. If anybody wants any information regarding that, I have a whole packet on NRS 306 that I've updated, 293 NRS and NRC, as well as I will provide them with a copy or a working affidavit.
Well, on the bright side, Ken, you've only got to recall three of them.
Yeah, I know. I heard two of them. Two of them are resigning. That's cool.
Caudill took a job in I think it's Wisconsin, and Thinpig, he is resigning for medical reasons. So it's very interesting that this is all coming about now. So if we can get some conservatives in the two vacant seats, and you continue to work on recalling the other three, then we might have a chance to get our kids a great education. So, Ken, I got to move on to other callers, but okay. Thank you so much for bringing this. I would really, put me on that list, Ken, because I would really like to see a range like Carson City's that they maintain. I would like to see that here, but with less restrictions. You know, it's a hell of a drive all the way out to the Washoe County range, which is very limited on, you being able to go out and shoot freely. So let's get back to the phone lines, 884-9910. Check in with Gino this morning. Gino wants to talk about the shootings that I had mentioned earlier. Hey, Gino.
Yeah, hey, Monica. Good to talk to you. I took Biden's 100 days, and I did a media fast, 110 days. Unfortunately, that included you, but it was good. I came back, and the clown's doing exactly what we thought he was going to do. So anyway, the shootings, they're hyping it just like we still don't know a couple years later what actually happened in Vegas. Well, I think we know, but they won't tell us, the public, what really happened. You know, the FBI say it's all just kind of mysterious. It's like the powers that be have decided this is the way they're going to do it. Take a crisis and use it for their benefit. Don't be transparent. Don't be truthful. Don't tell people. I love what Ken's doing, getting people out there. I agree with you about the Carson City Range. There's too many restrictions there. Got so many friends who can't do it. But the thing is our rights, which are guaranteed by the Constitution, are being trampled and stepped on by people who have this mad desire for power. And they can't leave it alone. And so I hope that we'll find out what happened in San Jose, but we're going to know it's just probably some sort of wacko conservative, probably a Christian. And, you know, it's just going to be nuts. We are lied to constantly by the media.
Absolutely. And Gino, the other thing, just so you know, I tried to look into where the money went to from all the fundraisers. And, you know, that is just the strangest thing, because I hit brick wall after brick wall after brick wall, mm-hmm. going in the internet mm-hmm. and searching and archives. I cannot find, because I saw it once, a story of the breakdown of where all the monies went. And now it is nowhere to be found. So if anybody has that information, please let me know, because if you start searching it of where that, you know, that fund went to, I can't find it. And a lot of other people can't.
You know, you mentioned about the people resigning from their positions. It's like, this is how the left has played it for a generation plus. They put pressure on and they make people bend to their will. Oh, and then suddenly there's job opportunities. Oh, suddenly there's health issues. Oh, suddenly I need to take care of family. And what we on the right need to do is to play their same game, because this state is a red state, and yet we've allowed the fringe people to take over. Mm-hmm. And they don't have a majority. Okay, Vegas, it's Area 51. It should be a 51st state. That's my view. But Nevada, yeah. We need to fight for Nevada. We need to stop, because people are coming into this area, and they're thinking like, oh, there's nobody in power here. We can take over. And they turn it into the hellhole that they left.
Well, and, you know, honestly, Washoe County is somewhat blue because of the fact that we keep electing people who are either Republican in name only or...
Yep.
All these Democrats. It's just, yep. It's just crazy. It is. So, Gino, thank you for calling in today. It's great to have you back, and appreciate your time. All right, let's check with Gary this morning. Gary wants to talk about the gun range. Hey, Gary.
Good morning. I heard one of your previous callers talking about the survey made on the gun ranges and so forth, and I just wanted to remind everybody that there is a bill that went through Congress, and money is available for cities and counties to put in pistol and rifle ranges for the public, and only a 10% contribution. And if somebody wants to put in, say, $1 million range, it would only cost the participants or some way to come up with $100,000 to put in this facility. And I was thinking that the county and the city of Sparks has all this property, you might say, on the east side of Sparks, going mm-hmm. out the highway, maybe, that a range could be put in very, very economically. And I was also looking at the property around the Sparks waste disposal sewer plant. There's a large mountain there, right on the side of it, that a range could be put in at that point, and they wouldn't have to even put in a new road.
You know, that's the thing, Gary. It just, all of these things continue to go on and prove that money is available when you want to do something. It's that these people don't want to do anything like that.
Well, they just need a little prodding, I guess, and the people that are...
we need different people in office. That's what we need, Gary.
I know. I would agree with that 100%. I certainly would. And thank you for your show. And let's hope we get some people in office that are more to our liking.
Exactly. Thank you so much for calling in, Gary. Love talking to you today. All right, 884-9910. We've got a great guest coming up, and I finally figured out when he's going to be on the program. James Taylor will be joining us at 11:08. 11:08. Hey, you still have time to get down to the conservative talk lunch that is happening today, and that happens every other Wednesday, the first and third Wednesday of the month. And let me tell you, that is an awesome awesome event to go to. Why? Because it's open for everybody. It's not just, you know, there are some conservative Democrats out there. There are libertarians out there, independents, who lean a little bit more conservative. Well, guess what? This is for everybody to come together and just talk. King Buffet between Moana and Peckham starts up at 11:30, goes from 11:30 to 1. You still have time to get there. People show up at 11 o'clock to get their food and get a seat, so they're already heading that way. If you need something to do today, I don't say need, if you want something productive to do today. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. Billie Eilish released her 2022 concert dates. She'll be co-headlining with Coldplay in the All Our Songs Sound the Same tour. Mark Wahlberg shaved his head and gained 20 pounds for his new movie. Be sure to check him out in The Sinead O'Connor Story. Stevie Nicks turned 73 today. Now the only landslide she experiences is when she takes off her bra. Airline fares in the U.S. have skyrocketed. The reason? Now they pour you the whole can of soda. And a survey found 64% of Americans think they're good at parallel parking. The other 36% couldn't respond because they were out getting estimates to repair their rear bumper. This is not headline news.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And I was asked actually if I could talk more about the vaccine shedding and the spike proteins and all of that good stuff. And what I am finding, I can't sit and talk about. There is so much information now. It's like just a flood. It's like the water gates were open. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to collect all these stories and I'm going to put them in one file on my webpage and just have it listed as shedding or spike protein dangers. It's funny. People argue with me that it's like, oh, where are you getting your information? And I just want to say, where are you getting your information? Let me guess. You're getting it from the health department, who's being told what to say. You're getting it from politicians. You're getting it from people like Fauci, who's, now that it's been about 6 months, has come out and admitted, oh, yeah, you know, it could have been created in a lab. And, oh, yeah, you know, I could have helped pay for it. And, yeah. Hello? When are you going to stop listening to this man? Well, actually, I know that's not a question for my listeners because you haven't from the beginning, hopefully. But that's what we're up against. You know, I'm listening to actual doctors and scientists that have the working knowledge, that have the education, that don't want to participate in crimes against humanity. And let me tell you, from what I'm seeing, if the FDA doesn't pull these vaccines, like some other countries have already done, they're going to be culpable. They're going to be just as guilty in crimes against humanity. But again, you have to go a step further. Who's in the FDA? Who's controlling the FDA? Where is the money coming from? That's what it's all boiled down to. Who is being paid to say what? I'm going with the doctors and the scientists who have been ridiculed, who have lost their positions, and who fought back against those who said, no, you need to follow our narrative. Leaders lead. And sometimes that means going against everybody else and standing for what you believe in. And it could cost you everything, just like our founding fathers did. Integrity. It could cost you everything, but it's worth it. Hey, we've got a recall contest coming up, 884-9910. It is our text contest. Get that number in your phone. We've got a fun question today, and we'll be back this time. Not going to mess this up. James Taylor, not the musician. Great interview. You're going to love him.